Okay, well, on Simas Samach Beis, we start a new topic today, the halachas of business, which will be taking us through in the next week, after which we go to the halachas of Purim and Pesach. Okay, we start off with the halachas of business. The first halacha that we have over here is the halacha of Aynah. Aynah is you're not allowed to add on to a mekach, 1/6, or even if you're on the other side, you can't... You can't demand that it be one more than 1/6 less. So it's for the Meicher and for the Lekeach. There's an Isser of Leisainu Isha Samisa. It's a Leisa say in the Torah. And the first question a person gets asked when he goes upstairs is Nasasa Vnasata Bemuna. Did you do business in good faith? And that's what this is talking about. The Halacha Vayna doesn't only talk about Mekach Memkar, but also Schirus. Also, kablonis, if you're a contractor and you build somebody a house or you build somebody cupboards, also you can't overcharge him by the price. Money changing also, if you're adding on 1/6, so you also are over on the lav. If I was overcharged, and I just don't know because I don't really care so much, you know, one of those people I just buy and I'm trusting, but I don't want to be over on the lav. So what I should do is I should say I paid X amount and I would like to make a little bit of a profit, and so therefore I'm charging you, you know, whatever, 2% more or whatever. And then even if the price that I paid was grossly inflated, so then I'm not over because I told him and he was mevater. However, if I know that I was grossly overcharged, if there was an aina and I got it, but I want to make up my loss, I'm not allowed to do that. I can't charge him more than 1/6 of the market price. Okay. In addition to aina, there's a problem of a geneva's das. You're not allowed to beautify things that are really garbage. So you're not allowed to take an animal, for instance, and feed it mesubim, which makes it get very bloated, and therefore, you know, it'll put on 10 pounds in 5 minutes, and you're going to end up selling it for more than it's worth. Also, another trick that people used to do, probably still do, is that you comb the hair so that the hair is spiked, and the animal's hair, you know, going protruding outward makes the animal look like it's bigger and get a couple more inches on each side, so you'll be able to sell it for more money. Painting over a bad kli so that you don't see the imperfections. So all of these are problems of Geneva's Das. The exception would be is if everybody does it, so then it's buyer beware. But he doesn't even bring that. Let's say that you have a bunch of cornflakes and you make sure to throw in some bad ones, some rotten ones that won't be noticed. That's also a problem. Or liquid, put in some bad liquid, bad Coca-Cola, you know, put in some flat Coca-Cola with the good one in a way that it won't be noticed. That's also a problem of Geneva's Das. It's mutter to offer perks in your business. So you can give candies to all the kids who come into the store. You can make sales to undercharge so that you'll attract business. And the reason for that is because other people could do the same thing also. Nobody can protest it. They should just get into the game and do what I'm doing. If a person has measures that are off, so that's very chamor. You're over on leisasu avol b'mishpat, and even if the people you're charging wrong are gayim, so you're still over on the lav. It's very hard to do tshuva for because you don't really know who you ripped off. And the best is to do chesed with the rabbin, but even that doesn't really cut it. Aside from that, when we talk about hin tzedek, eifot tzedek, all of these, the Lashon uses, the Lashon of the Pasuk is bekischa or bebeischa, which Chazal darshan, that if you have honest measures and you do business in an honest way, so you're going to get rich, it's going to end up in your wallet, it's going to end up in your house. And we also learn that from the Pasuk of Liah Kesef Liah Zahav, that if a person wants to be prosperous in business, what he should do is he should work very hard, but in order to bring the chalais, he has to be mispalel misha aisher shalai, he has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One more halacha for the day is that when you're weighing out stuff, you know, you're the peanut guy in the, what's it called, in Madani Gan Eden or whatever it's called, you know, whatever, one of these pitzuchim places. So the halacha is the you're supposed to give a generous heaping thing, whatever it is. If, you know, don't you add a couple of peanuts. Don't skimp and take off a couple of peanuts. We learned that out from a pasuk. Also, for shlema, it says in the pasuk, and also what's it called, hin tzedek. So we say tzedek mishalacha, that you should make sure that it's, you know, over the top. From yours, don't be the one who skimps. Make sure that everybody gets their just due. Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow, so we'll finish these halachas of business. And then we go on to the next, what next summer we'll do also tomorrow, is Gnevas Das and Oinas Devarim and other such things.